أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن. فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. صدق الله العظيم. جيس Verses 30 and 31 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. In the previous verses, the governor, the minister of Egypt, he asked Yusuf alayhi salam, "A'rid an hadha," turn away from this. In other words, forget about this incident, do not speak about it. And as much as the governor desired that this incident is not spoken about, but people began to hear, and especially amongst the women, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates, some narrations have it, that there were five women who were wives of the courtiers from the governor's office that had heard about this, and they began to speak about it. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates, وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِ. And some of the women in the city began to say that the wife of the Aziz desired to seduce her slave boy. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا, and her heart became infatuated with the love of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, certainly we deem her to be in manifest error. In other words, how can a woman of this standing, this status? Secondly, there is no compatibility in the status, there is no compatibility in the age. How could she have done such a thing? How could she have even thought of such a thing? Now this type of news had reached Zulaykha, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنْ, when Zulaykha had heard about the craft, the plot of the people, of these women, أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنْ, she sent for them. In other words, she invited them. وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأَ, and she prepared for them a meeting in a way that she made them very comfortable with regards to seating, etc. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينَ, and she had given each one of them a knife. The knife was, according to certain narrations, to cut those things that were not edible without cutting. Some narrations have it, it was citrus fruit like oranges, etc. Other narrations have it, it was also some meat that was unable to be eaten without being cut. So the need was that there should be knives. Certain ulama say that this was the custom of those days, that people will cut things with knives and eat. So it wasn't something that was out of the way, but it was something that was in normal practice, and she gave them these knives. وَقَالَتِ خُرُجْ عَلَيْهِنْ, when these women were seated at the place where they were seated, she called for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to come towards these women. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had come, and as soon as they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, أَكْبَرْنَهُ, they were dumbfounded by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ, and these women cut their hands instead of cutting what they were supposed to cut. In other words, they became so preoccupied with the beauty that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Wa qulna hasha lillah. They said hasha lillah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, such beauty had never been seen. Ma hadha bashara. That this is not a human being. Because of the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, they could not understand such a being to be a human being. In hadha illa malakun kareem. That this is a noble angel. And this was, and this is always, that when there is beauty, people will assimilate it to angels. When there is something that is not as beautiful, ugly, then people will say it is shaitan. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala introduces the next part of the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And this is, these are some of the aspects that we should really understand, that no matter how much sometimes they are gossips, they are aspects that take place in the life of an individual, and no matter how much a person will want to shy away from it, a person will want to hide it, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His own way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes such things realities, and it becomes known to the people. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.